New trade figures from China show US tariffs don't seem to be biting yet. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivian Nunes. Good morning. As the Trump administration preps another round of duties on Chinese goods, July trade figures from China were released this morning. They're the first look at how the tit-for-tat trade spat with America is impacting trade for the world's second biggest economy. Chinese exports jumped more than 12% last month compared to a year earlier. Freya Beamish, chief Asia economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, explains.
It wasn't that far off of expectations on the export side. There doesn't actually seem to be that much damage from any tariffs that the US has put on Chinese imports. But the month-on-month increase in Chinese exports to the US was slightly slower than in June, but that was offset by faster export growth to other destinations, particularly in Asia.
Do you think there's a possibility that buyers were hoping to make their deals before that first round of tariffs on Chinese goods came in?
I think certainly on the import side, we saw that, particularly in soybeans, more so actually in the US data than in the Chinese data, which is odd because they should be kind of mirroring each other. But there was more of an impact in terms of evidence of Chinese stockpiling of soybeans before the imposition of the July tariffs came in. But again, the imports data surprised to the upside because that impact was offset by a jump in energy imports and also imports of other goods, because China's actually cutting import tariffs other than the imposition of higher tariffs on the selected goods in the trade war dispute between China and the US.
We've seen the US put in place the first round of tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese imports. That happened at the beginning of July. Later this month, import duties are going to be placed on another $16 billion worth of Chinese goods. Do you think it won't be too long till we start to see that having an effect and export data from China going down?
Yes, going forward, we will start to see an impact on that. And certainly we're seeing that kind of that come through in some of the data. And the uncertainty factor is really the thing that's going to have the ripple effect through the rest of China's GDP components, and particularly on investment, where China is already facing some headwinds from tight monetary conditions.
Freya Beamish. Let's do the numbers. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index capped the session up nearly 0.5% after those Chinese trade figures were released. Stocks in Europe, meanwhile, are mixed, with the UK's FTSE 100 one of the only gainers. The former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has pleaded not guilty to three new charges of money laundering brought against him on Wednesday. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani reports.
Mr. Najib has been accused of receiving $10 million in his personal bank account from 1MDB's coffers. That's the state-run investment fund that he helped to set up. He's consistently denied all charges and had been found innocent by Malaysian authorities when he was in power. But this investigation into the 1MDB scandal was initiated by the new government after Mr. Najib lost in May. He was arrested in July and has already been charged with breach of trust and abusing his position. The trial is expected to start next year.
Karishma Vaswani. Professional cricketer turned politician Imran Khan hasn't yet been sworn in as Prime Minister after his victory in Pakistan's elections last month. But his thoughts will already be turning to a mounting financial crisis in the country. The BBC's Secunda Kamani reports from northeastern Pakistan.
At the Interloop Industrial Complex in Faisalabad, thousands of workers help the company produce 600 million pairs of socks each year for some of the world's biggest brands. It's a business success story in Pakistan, but the country's economy is in trouble. For every dollar earned by exports, around $2 are spent on imports. Recent devaluations of the rupee have helped, but Pakistan's economy has been growing, and that means it's consuming more. Imports have been driven up by the cost of machinery brought in for infrastructure projects on the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, or CPEC, a multi-billion dollar investment program aiming to link Western China to the Arabian Sea via Pakistan. That, as well as higher oil prices, have seen Pakistan's foreign currency reserves rapidly deplete. China has provided extra loans, but many analysts say turning to the IMF is the most viable longer-term option.
There's an immediate requirement of somewhere between 10 to 12 billion US dollars, and there's no other donor who can sort of bridge that kind of a deficit.
Dr. Waqar Ahmed is from the Sustainable Development Policy Institute in Islamabad.
Going to IMF, of course, per se, is not a bad thing if you're able to implement those structural reforms which the country was supposed to do 2 decades back.
The IMF is likely to push for the privatization of loss-making public-owned companies, and there could be other conditions too. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that IMF funds shouldn't be used to repay Chinese loans from the CPEC project. Analysts say that wouldn't happen anyway, but his statement underlines the pressure America could exert on Pakistan through the IMF. Pakistan only has enough foreign currency reserves to cover a few months of imports, so they'll need to make a decision soon.
Sekunda Kermani. And finally, Airbnb has cancelled a competition that offered a sleepover at the Great Wall of China as a prize, following negative feedback from those concerned the historic landmark could be damaged. Adding to that, Chinese media say the accommodation site never received permission to run the event in the first place. Don't forget, a podcast of this program is always available for download. I'm Vivian Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.